This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Still 2 days to go till game one of the Stanley Cup final, but a championship was had in Buffalo over the course of the weekend, and Team USA once again emerged victorious at the Para World Ice Hockey Championships at Harbour Center. Marty, it was a stunning display, one that you got in pregame mode on Friday for the ultimate championship between Canada and the U.S., and what an ultimate team victory it was for the Americans. I know we talked when this tournament began how 10 years ago seeing sled hockey up close at the highest level for the first time when it came to Harbour Center and the U.S. won then. It was wild watching incredibly young teenagers in Brody Roybal and Declan Farmer then. Now they are in their, you know, just past their mid-20s, are the most established, along with Captain Josh Pauls, among almost any that have played in this field. And holy cow, the skill level and everything that Team USA brought in a 6-1 championship win. Incredibly memorable once again.
Incredibly memorable. And look, we've been talking about, and before Team USA and Team Canada played their semi, we were talking about how this game between Slovakia and Germany was going to be really intense, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like to for that fifth place to get in. But there was nothing that compared that final game between Canada and the USA. The intensity, the speed, the physicality, it was incredible. And it started with a fantastic wraparound goal. And you talk about Declan Farmer, but he's the one that went around and made it 1-0 on the power play. And the passing and the playmaking, the domination that US put on in this game, it was unbelievable. And I was surprised. It was great to have Griffin Lemar and Jen Lee on, both goaltenders. And with talking to them, you know, Jen was the veteran, the one that had been there, winning 3 gold medals at the Olympics. And Griffin had been paying his dues in the development program and played a period of hockey at the last Olympics, like in a blowout win. And Jen had played 2 of the 3 games in the prelims. So I was thinking, well, we're going to see probably Jen, the veteran guy in that. No, Griffin played the semifinal, and then Griffin came back to play in the final game. And so it's like a little bit of the torch has been passed from a veteran goaltender to a younger goaltender, and the results were there. It was a fantastic result for him and his mates. And I think everybody at USA Hockey has to be just thrilled for the tournament, for the intensity, but for the results leading up to next year's Olympics.
Well, of course, both acknowledged with you. Steve Cash, of course, was the one that carried them in goal forever.
Oh, yeah.
And is without question the greatest sled netminder of all time. And, you know, it was amazing just kind of putting it into perspective because he was – kind of already the man 10 years ago when this event was at Harbor Center, mm-hmm. but it was those kids like Paul's, like Farmer, like Roybal, that were starting to have the opportunity to put the program on its collective back. And yep. and then later in the Sabres season, we had guests from the team on the show with us, and including Jack Wallace, who,
yeah.
you know, like you knew of his emerging star status, but the U.S. went 5-0 in this tournament. Over the five games, Declan, the MVP, and Jack Wallace, the top defenseman, combined for 20 goals and 40 points.
Yeah.
Wallace had a hat trick from the blue line position on Saturday. Brody Roybal had five assists, and I feel like didn't even get mentioned amidst the celebration of the dominance in a 6-1 win. And Marty, I can't, when you, if you know, follow USA Hockey on their social platform, and if you haven't seen all the highlights, we tried to just show you some of them. I mean, there are so many plays where I am just like, I cannot fathom how they were able to pull that off, including mm-hmm. like, you know, simple, something we talk about a lot, just like a pinching defenseman in Wallace. Like he comes tearing down from his right defense post, blows up a guy in the corner, then works it out from below the goal line, then sticks with it to jam it in short side. And you're just sitting there like, this is absolutely incredible. And I just love that these guys are able. I mean, this was the first time this world championship was back in the U.S.
Yep.
since the first time it was here in Buffalo 10 years ago. So this is a huge opportunity for so many of them to be able to do it at home.
And there was, you know, their family and friends and a pretty good yep. USA group that followed them around. There's a really good Canada group that followed Team Canada around, too, when they were getting ready to go on at 1:30 on Friday for their semifinal. So that was fun. The intensity, but also the buzz in the building was fun. You talk about plays. It looked like so many times plays were, you know, not going to go anywhere. And then there's a behind-the-back pass. And mm-hmm. because of the speed and the rotation that the players go, there's always somebody coming in to grab that and go. And one thing that I forgot is how physical it is at the net, around mm-hmm. the crease. Because when the puck gets there, everybody's slamming. There was and always will be, I think, more video replays and referees going to the video, you know, to see, because it's hard to see what's going on in and around the crease with that many bodies and that many sleds and everything. So US did score a goal that was reviewed and it was counted as a good goal. It was right on the edge there, jamming it in. But there's different, you know, approach to it. And I felt like the crashing at the net mm-hmm. was obviously one that if you're a goalie, you're getting bumped left and right because that's part of the position. And maybe why Jen and Griffin still like the 45-degree angle, more of the traditional goalie situation, more than most goalies in the tournament were all straight on goalie with the leg across pad in front. They don't use that. Griffin and Jen don't do that. They have the just, you know, the regular shin guards, the player shin guards, and they play a different way. I think mm-hmm. it allows them to handle that contact better.
Well, congrats again to Team USA. Phenomenal result. And 7-time world champions and, of course, reigning Paralympic champions since winning in 2010. So they've added 14, 18, 22, and now hope to add 2026 next year in Italy. And just, we live in the betting world. It'll be hard to bet against them next year in 2026. Holy cow, this team is so dynamite. I just thoroughly, again, enjoyed watching.
It's a step above. It is a step above, and they were playing for, you know, kind of bounce back from last year. And it was kind of funny. We had, I had Pat Kelleher on. He's the executive director of USA Hockey. Mm-hmm. And I said, listen, this is, you know, gold medals at 2014, 2018, 2022. And he goes, Marty, don't don't forget 2010 in Vancouver. And I was like, oh, I didn't write that one because Jen Lee wasn't on that team. So I knew that Jen had 14, 18, 22. But they did win 10, 14, 18, 22. Like it's, and, you know, it's something that they're very proud and they should be because this is a an amazing program. And one that he was explaining how if you want to get into para hockey, sled hockey, there is the same as, you know, the try hockey for free day and, you know, the learn to skate programs and learn to play programs. There is those programs for the sled as well. So it is something that's available. You just got to make the phone call and get exposed to it. And it's great.
And you can locally go to BuffaloSabresSledHockey.org. They have been in this community for a long, long time.
Yes.
Obviously, Sabres have, you know, partnered with them at times, many times along the way here to, you know, raise the exposure level to get more and more kids in this game. And it is such an incredible outlet. And
congrats
again,
also to all those involved at Lecom Harbor Center. I know it's Ryan Vince, and you guys all know Vinzy from the time he had to back up Jonas Enrot in a game, right? He was the original emergency backup here in Buffalo. But he and his staff at Lecom Harbor Center and everybody there did an awesome job of putting it together and making sure that everything was you know, in the best way that it could be for all. And so they did an amazing job, and yeah, with USA Hockey as a great partner, it just can only hope to continue and bring more of those fun events, and that's what we want to see.
All right, game one of the final
yes.
happens on Wednesday. Any interest?
I am kind of like, listen, I get it. You have to set a schedule. You have building availability. You're dealing with the NBA finals and you have to work around, like you work together. People think that the NHL is working around the NBA finals schedule. I don't think it's one working around the other. I think they work together, right? Gary Bettman came from basketball, so he has good relationship with them. They work together. But geez, this ended on Thursday. And yeah. Now it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. It's like almost a week. It's 6 days before the final starts. And I get it's good.
And
for
it's
the
20 days till it ends or something like that. I mean, it's pretty stretched out again. This is not new.
It's just so stretched out.
Yeah. It is what it is. So it's
starting on June the 4th. It could end on June the 20th. That's crazy, Duffer.
It's an annual reminder that this is not new, but it tends to irk people the same way.
It is not new. You're right, because you look at last year, you look at the year before, but it used to be, and I get you have to deal with TV partners and whatever, but it would be like, you know, you play a game at, you know, game one, a day off, game two, then 2 days for travel, game three, a day off, game four, then 2 days for travel, and you go 2 days in between game five, six, and seven. Now it's all over the place because they have 2 days off in what will be Florida. They have a travel day, which is the only day in between games, and then a lot to stretch at the end. I get this is, you know, me yelling at clouds because I'm like, but I go back to be, as a player, when you get into a rhythm, especially at the end of the playoffs, you want to keep that rhythm going. And now not only is there 6 days before game one, the finals could be played over 16 days, which is just so long. But I guess teams are going to not focus on the negative. They're going to focus on the positive. I mean, Connor McDavid left practice yesterday. I'm sure the Oilers are happy that the finals isn't starting tonight. Like, let's give it a couple of days and make sure that things are much better for him. Connor Brown's back for the Florida Panthers. Everybody seems to be back other than A.J. Greer. So it helps to recover from maybe some little injuries here and there. And given that time, you focus on the positive.
Do you vote on any NHL awards?
No, I don't.
Have you ever?
Nope, never.
Will you ever?
I would love to, but I don't know that.
What job do you need to have that?
Well, you have to be a member of the Professional Writers Hockey Writers Association, the PHWA.
Not just, because they're not the ones that vote for Coach of the Year.
I know. So then you have to be a GM to vote for the Vezina. because that's who votes for that. And then the ones that vote for Coach of the Year are what?
Oh, broadcasters.
The broadcasters. You're right. The broadcasters.
Are you going to be one?
I don't know. I mean, I'm doing what I do now.
I'm just trying to see your like career growth path here. I want to see what things you have hanging from all these branches. What your attainable goals are.
I was
going
to reach out to Frank Saravalli as the head of the PHWA, I think it is, Professional Hockey Writers Association.
PHWA, Professional Hockey Writers Association.
So I was going to reach out to Frank, but I hear you may be stepping up and some people like, so anyway, I'm not a writer.
I also want to put Razor on notice if you're coming for his job. So you could tell everybody here right now.
That would be interesting to see who Razor has been voting for as Coach of the Year the last few years. If, you know, we should get to see his
Dude, do you honestly think Razor has ever cast a ballot for anything?
Well, you would think he would.
If it arrived in the mail, he wouldn't get it. If he got it via text, he wouldn't look at it. And if it went to email, it'd be in the junk box. Again, he wouldn't see it.
Yeah, but I think if you went to his door with a paper and says, listen, put a check mark next to a name, you could get that done. You'd have to find him, though.
Fee, and I don't think the PHWA pays people to do this.
Yes. But okay, so Sasha Barkov, Alexander Barkov, won both the King Clancy and the Selke trophies today. Like it was announced and they did a presentation in Florida. And to me, well, the King Clancy is one thing. It's like, okay. But the Selke is huge. It's the best defensive forward.
Why are you dismissing the Clancy?
Well, because
it was won by Rob Ray. Like that was the segue, but it went over your head.
Well, yeah, I always forget about this one for Razor. I know that he's won it, but I never remember which one did he win. So, yes.
Best exemplifying leadership qualities on and off the ice, making a significant humanitarian contribution to the community. It is a special panel of representatives from the PHWA and the Broadcasters Association.
Which is it part of why they did this presentation with Sasha Barkov today with the Florida Panthers is they brought in some kids from Children's Hospital, something that Alexander has been very big and taken part of in the community. And so it's great that they presented him with the King Clancy and the Selke. But my first thing is always to, okay, the voting, because now we have the ballots. We know who, well, we will know who voted for which players, but we also know now the results. How many players got a first place vote? How many players got a second place vote? And when you look at the list, you could see that Barkov was the leader. 96 first place vote. Sam Reinhart finished second. Anthony Cirelli, they both had 29. So that's the top three. And it's a very, very fitting top three. Here's my problem, Duffer. And it's like that every year. There's 191 votes that gets casted, right? So if you don't have to know the numbers, you just you count all the first place vote and it adds to 191. Sasha Barkov had 18 voters leave him off the ballot altogether, not a first, second, third, fourth, or fifth place vote. That's, I mean, I always think that's interesting in a way, and I want to know who are these 18 people that felt like Alexander Barkov was not worthy of at least a top five vote as the best defensive forward in the National Hockey League.
It's a rather inexact science.
It could be if somebody didn't do a top five and just did a top three
No, what I'm saying is who do you think largely votes for these?
Like beat reporters?
Correct. What is a beat reporter's job?
To cover one team and one
Correct.
Team only.
And do you know how hard it is to be a beat writer from a travel and time constraint standpoint? They do not travel in luxury with the teams. They have to piece everything together. Do you know how few times a beat writer would be able to sit down and watch everybody else across the league? I sit back in my little utopia on mute and watch four games a night simultaneously.
Yes.
These people don't have that opportunity. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you that Barkov's the best. I can't break it down shift by shift. It's impossible.
I'm impossible.
What?
It's impossible, but it's almost like you get enough of a view. I feel that
you
so if you cover the Buffalo Sabres
that you're around the rink with, you hear people talk about stuff. Actual viewing is almost impossible to do something like this.
Maybe so, the three games or four games that you saw Barkov play, he had bad games because he played badly against your team. And 100%. You're like, I get that. You're right. It's an inexact science, and I get that. And it's also not only at the top, but you're looking, you know, like, who was I looking at? Oh, Marcus Foligno got a first-place vote. Well, I would think that somebody in Minnesota or somebody saw Minnesota play and was like, man, this is the best defensive forward in the National Hockey League. But maybe that was somebody that covers the Minnesota Wild that felt like that. I mean, Alex Tuch finished 15th. He got a second-place vote. He got 3-4th and 4-5th. Do I think Alex Tuch is a really, really good defensive forward? Yeah, I think so. Kills penalties, plays tough minutes, plays tough competition, is instinct this year, the shorthanded goals and all of that. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But if you go to ask an Anaheim beat writer, hey, is Alex Tuch a good defensive forward? They're going to say, well, they're going to look at the stats and say he's a scorer. He's a point producer. He's not a defensive forward. Mm. So you're right that it could be a little bit tough to vote. But, I mean, and maybe it's a reputation award as well, because once you win one or two or you're in the top three, that name will come back year after year after year. I'm also surprised this year that both Barkov and Reinhardt on the same team finished first and second. Often,
Sorelli,
you know,
and Hagel did the same thing. They were both in the top
Sorelli and Hagel did the same thing, yeah. But I'm just saying, I feel that that's surprising to me. If Barkov is that good, then wouldn't you think that that would take away some votes from Sam Reinhart saying, like, oh, he benefits from playing with Barkov or vice versa? I think it's a little tricky to be able to get that that type of voting, that type of trophy, sometimes in the right way.
So what's the solution, given that nobody's really ever been able to watch all the games? Think about this. Think about this. The eras, the Bob Gainey's and Guy Carboneau's and Craig Ramsey's and on it goes.
Michael Pekka and
there used to be one game a week, maybe two on television. What were these people seeing? How were they voting? And honestly, like, what are we even doing now? Nobody is seeing, like, the only people that would possibly be able to see this are the depth people within every team's coaching staff.
The pro scouts.
And pro scouts. Video, scout.
Yeah.
Those are the people that
see
all this.
At first, when you said, how do we fix this? I thought, well, I have the coach vote on it, but the coaches don't.
He's got a bias.
They're biased, and only that, but they worry about their own team. And the same thing. They will face the Anaheim Ducks twice. They don't know if so-and-so is having a great season. Once they played them, let's say their last game is December 15th. Yep. They will not worry about the Anaheim Ducks for the rest of the year.
They might not even know if they have an upper or lower body injury.
May not even know. Maybe it's the pro scouting department. Maybe you pick two pro scouts per team, one on the East Coast, one on the West Coast, and you say you guys are going to vote on some trophies because you're the one that watched them. You're the one that have to put in reports game after game and saying, hey, this player, best defensive forward, this player, best defenseman, this player, the MVP. Like, maybe that's the way to do it, because even that, like, you know, the Norris Trophy to best defenseman. Okay, Kel McCarr, Quinn Hughes, Zach Werenski, you're looking at the numbers. You're looking at, sometimes you do a deep dive into the analytics and what is their, you know, expected goals share and shot attempts share and all of that. That's good, but when you watch the games, you'll see other things. You'll see players that maybe don't get to that level being like, hey, that's a top defenseman, should be considered. And I think pro scouts would know that. Anyway, the good ones would definitely know that.
Or you can just take it for what it is, which is pretty much everything in life, right?
Well, for some of them, it's a lot of money. You get a $250,000
bonus. This station guarantees you
whatever.
The most accurate forecast in Western New York. Oh, really? How do we know that? They're just telling
us that.
Nice,
I mean,
we don't really know this.
Oh. I thought it was going to be nice yesterday. No, it's going to warm up now. But yes. No, I, 100%.
I think it's not an exact science. Was he your guy?
Be honest with you, I didn't do enough of a deep dive into it. Right. So here's a guy that I thought should and deserve maybe a little bit more of that. And it was Jack Eichel in Vegas. And I know people are, it's a sore subject here in Buffalo, but I watched a few Vegas games this year, and everybody gives Mark Stone the credit that maybe goes with the way Mark Stone plays. But I felt like Jack Eichel was really the type of forward that I'm like can impact the game at both ends of the ice, and the defensive side maybe doesn't get enough credit because he was on pace for 100 points this year until he missed some games at the end of the season. And he got fifth, which is it's a good place to be. But I think Jack Eichel would have been my top three. And then after that, I would have had to have done some more deep dive on it.
Sasha Barkov wins not only the Selke, but the King Clancy Award as well. Stanley Cup Final kicks off on Wednesday night with Game 1. And obviously, this week, the NHL is here in Buffalo for the Combine. We've also got a pet adoption and food drive event coming up here in Buffalo at KeyBank Center. It's happening in just under 2 weeks, as a matter of fact, June the 14th. It'll go from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. here at KeyBank Center. You can learn more about this at sabres.com/pet adoption. We look forward to your contributions on that front, sabres.com/pet adoption. We're back after this on Sabres Live.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
All right, rolling along. Obviously, we are in the offseason for 30 of 32 NHL teams right now. The Combine is happening this week. The Cup Final begins on Wednesday. A lot of teams, you know, starting the process, continuing the process of taking care of business contractually. Thought there was one interesting signing over the weekend. Ty Forster, who's been good, 20-goal-plus scorer in each of the last two seasons for Philly. He gets a two-year deal. It's $3.75 million per.
Yep.
He is, like Jack Quinn, a first-rounder from 2020. He actually has fewer points in his career than Quinn. He has more goals than Jack. If I were to tell you that the Sabres signed Jack Quinn today to a two-year deal worth $3.75 per, what would you think?
I would think that would be cautious of the Sabres to say, hey, you know what, like, we are not going all in on a long-term deal, but we're willing to kind of give them money that we feel is appropriate if we get the production we expect out of Jack Quinn. I'll be honest with you. I think with Jack Quinn,
The element of surprise is working here. I love this.
No, it is, because, you know, I've thought about this before, though, and in my mind, I'm thinking.
I knew you did.
For whatever, my mind always goes back to just a one year deal for Jack Quinn, a 1 year deal to kind of see where is the true value here. Let's not like guess on the value. He had the Achilles injury, and then he came back and hurt, you know, lower body injury. It has been a couple of tough years for him. Was he much better later in the season this year? Yes. But what's the true production? What's the true value of Jack Quinn? Even if you said 2 years at three and a half, it's a guess. It's a guess right now. I don't know if I'm getting that value or not. The only reason why I think it would be okay is because it's only a two-year deal. And if you think that the value is at two, well, it's only a million or so change. You're not under or overperforming that contract by a lot. You're not missing, right? It could be a, you know, a foul ball, or it could be fair, but it's on either side of it would be okay. But I go back to a 1 year deal with Jack Quinn just because I'd rather play it out and give him a truer value, even if it's $4.5 million, get a better idea than just roll the dice on 3.5 over 2 years.
Always harder to roll backwards though after you go high on one.
Well, I wouldn't go high on 1 year. Like,
no,
I
but if you just said 4.5.
No, I'm saying, right? Like, not for this first year. Like, I'm saying, like, I want to see him this year. And if he goes out and gets, you know, 25 goals and 50 points, and you're like, okay, now it's $4.5 to $5 million.
Right.
I'd much rather pay that in 2 years from now and know that I know and I have a better understanding of the value than to give him, okay, we think you could get there, but we're not sure yet. So I'm not saying 1 year, 4.5. No, I'm saying 1 year at, go ahead, $1.5 to $2 million. I'm not giving you the three and a half. And even if this was arbitration or whatnot, like, it would be, you know, Jack Quinn wouldn't be getting a ton of money just because the numbers aren't there right now.
When you look at $23 million in cap space, with Paterka, McLeod, Byram, Quinn, Levi, Bernard, Docker, and Kozak to be signed, what do you think?
Well, I think that you got to make some decisions with the roster and say, hey, you know what? Like, if we want to give ourselves a chance to go into free agency and sign somebody or bring in maybe somebody different, we're going to have to manage that. Like, I think Kevin Adams and the Sabres are going to go pretty close to the cap. Do I think that they're going to go at $95 million right at the start of the season? No. But I think they're going to be at $91, $92, maybe $2 or $3 million under, just to give themselves a little bit of a buffer. But it won't be eight. It won't be $7 or $8 million under. So I'm looking at it and saying they're going to get there. They're going to get close to the cap this year. But you know that with Paterka and Byram, if they're both here, that's going to take the bulk of that money
and
moving
McLeod.
Forward. And McLeod, yeah. McLeod will get a nice little bump to me. What are you thinking on McLeod?
He's got to be between 4 and 5. He has to be.
Closer to five?
But even if he's not, he's over 4, and all of a sudden, Paterka, Byram, McLeod eat up most of that $23 million.
So they would go, you would think that Paterka, Byram, and McLeod would probably get to about $18 million altogether?
I think that's fair. It could be higher.
It could be higher if you're... So, again, if you're going to get close to the 95, you're going to get to 92, 93 easily.
Yep.
But is your team looking differently by getting there? No. Are you willing to say, I'm going to take $5 million or $6 million, move that out to bring a $5 or $6 million that's different to change the team in a way? A lot of speculation. And we talked, you know, to Dreger and Shayna, and, you know, you hear the reports of, well, Paterka could be in play. I think that's Alan Walls driven. That's the agent. And that's fine. Like, the agent's doing their job. They're trying to raise the value of their player. Bo Byram, I think there's more of a likeliness, in my opinion, to say, hey, you've got Dahlin, you've got power. Do you need Bo Byram to be at that money that he's going to command and want? The answer is, okay, well, you could go there, but something else is going to have to move. Something else is going to have to be pushed out the door to make that space. So, yeah, I mean, Levi, it's not going to be a lot of money, in my opinion. I think it's...
No, would Bernard Docker or Kozak, and maybe even not Quinn, but it's just worth noting, that's all.
And Levi could even be like... a two-way deal in year one and a one-win year two, saying, you know what, you still have, you could still be put down in Rochester without having to go on waivers next year. It's fine. You also have to consider a backup goaltender, right? Or maybe not a backup, maybe a 1B or a 1A to say, hey, you know what? What if you have $3.5 million or $3 million that you're spending on a Jake Allen or somebody like that moving forward? Or if you make a trade and you bring in a $4 or $5 million goaltender, all of a sudden you're like, okay, that 23 is down to 18. Yes. I have 18 already put together for McLeod, Paterka, and Byram. The cap's going up, but you are going to still have to manage it to make it better. And maybe that's why, you know, Kevin has now leaned on, you know, a Jarmo Kekäläinen to come in as a senior advisor to be able to say, hey, we are getting ourselves into the crunch here, and we don't have playoffs to show for, so we got to make sure that we do that right.
Correct. And this window where things look like they're going up and giving you more flexibility are compounded in this window, meaning this year and next, because of the Jeff Skinner buyout, which eat into a big chunk of what you're regaining as far as cap space is concerned. So these are things that, again, Kekäläinen, lengthy history in the game, great sounding board for opportunity, you know, to navigate through stuff like this. Incredibly, when you look at where Jarmo was and what Columbus accomplished this year, they have over $40 million in cap space. Yeah. Like, we talk a lot about Anaheim and San Jose, but like, what is Columbus going to do to change the outlook of the Eastern Conference with that incredible amount? And Marty, they're not obligated to spend a lot of it on, like, okay, so maybe we want Provorov back or whatever. They haven't, they obviously have now room to project based on the Fantillis of the world and that young group and what that's going to look like 2 years from now. But holy cow, have they got a window here in front of them this summer?
They have 9 UFAs, right? 9 UFA contracts that are being basically moved out the door. You can re-sign some of them, and there will be maybe an attempt to re-signing, as you talked about Provorov, and I think that would be one on the defense.
And Favreau, maybe on the defense too.
Yeah, Favreau would be, I think, one that you would look into, but they're not going to fill in a lot of that money gap. Correct. That you're talking about. So, yeah, I think that, and look, Columbus was a unique situation last year because obviously they had spent a lot of money on the Johnny Gaudreau contract, and they were able to have a special ruling made for them to be under the floor, because, but now you're 2 years or more from that, and all of a sudden you're, the gap keeps getting bigger and you're losing all these UFAs. So if I'm Columbus, and I know Don Waddell is a smart GM, and I know that they'll do, you know, the proper signings, but I think there will be some very, very quick signing on July 1, maybe even some trades at the draft or now, because the combine's here and the GMs are all here.
They're really, from what I'm led to believe, not that interested in using those picks. So when you marry the currency of two first rounders, what they already have in their young, established NHL players, and $40 million in cap space, I see this team as a huge player here real soon.
Well, you know what, a name that would have come up like right away for Columbus for me would have been like Mitch Marner. Okay, Mitch Marner, like Columbus will make a pitch for him. There's $12 million, $13 million already like that you spend on a player that comes in and fits in like with that young group of you mentioned Fantilli, but you know Marchenko and Voronkov and those guys that have shown a step forward, right? But they still have that. If you do that, $13 million, they still have $27 million to spend and to make trades. I think Columbus is going to be very aggressive. And again, is there a way that the Sabres can say, okay, we can trade something to Columbus, acquire assets, and flip that over for something that we want more? Right. If you say, okay, Columbus, you have two first rounder, you're willing to part from one of them and something else, and we want to move Bo Byram. Okay, we'll move you Bo Byram. We'll use that first round pick and whatever assets we get back, and we're going to package that somewhere else to get a right shot defenseman to play with Owen Power. I think there's an option there because Columbus is going to be involved in a lot of different things this summer.
Tampa probably won't be, certainly not at the draft. Although stay tuned for day two because they do have 4 seventh-rounders. But
they do have a second rounder this year. It's better than last year.
I think they didn't pick until first round picks in each of the next 3 years, along with Toronto. Anyway, because they have no picks and don't care about them at all, they have signed Yanni Gourde to a What year is this? Is this not 2025? They have signed Yanni Gourde to a 6-year extension. Who does this? It's 2.3, and I love the Lightning, 2.33 million. I get it. You're almost playing for free. But was Yanni going to walk away from a 4-year deal? Honestly, why give him a 6-year deal? I don't understand this.
It's so that the money makes sense. It's just that it is so that the cap hit makes sense. Look, this was a $5 million player. He signed.
I said, I know.
Yeah, but he signed a 6-year deal with Tampa 5 years, 6 years ago at $5 million. He's 33 years old. So here's this. Do you want a 3-year deal at 4 AAV? Or we'll give you 6 years at 2.3 AAV because we don't have the cap space, but we want you to stay here. So listen, this is going to be your last contract, and this is the last money you're going to make. I hope, This is the last money you're going to make, but you're going to make it here. And you'll make it over 6 years instead of making it over 3 years. That's all it is right now. That's all. And that's a player that wants to be in Tampa, that doesn't want to be anywhere else, that experience being in Seattle is like, I want to be here. I'll take, just so that we're fair, I'll take $25 million. It doesn't matter. You want it over 10 years? I'll take it over 10 years. I don't care. I'm doing this.
Okay. I don't care.
Actually, it's not 25. It's like 14. I'll take $14 million over like whatever the amount of years you want.
The term is ridiculous. I don't care about the AAV. Anyway.
But it helps Tampa.
Well, does it? You're going to be paying a player potentially not being there 6 years from now when the cap goes up. Whatever.
Well, if he retires, he's not getting paid. If he says I'm done,
it's not a 35 plus contract.
No, he's 33.
I know. So it's not a burden to them.
Yeah. Well, if he says after year four I want out, there's no.
No, I know. They'll just put him on LTIR. But I'm just saying, all this does is feed into the narrative of how all these teams operate, and like nobody's expecting Yanni Gourde to be playing at 39 with the Tampa Lightning. right? This is all I'm trying to establish here.
Listen, what is the best odds that Team USA para hockey wins the Olympic next year, or that Yanni Gourde plays at 39? I think we know where we put our money.
USA, maybe. I'm waving the, waving the flag. what would Kevin Weeks say about the player who signed with Minnesota today?
Breaking news, breaking news.
No, not that. He's playing for free.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Marcus Johansson is staying with
$800,000.
Weeks, he would say, oh, he's playing for free. And
well, if he was in New York or in L.A. or in Chicago, he'd be actually paying.
Exactly.
It'd be back to your Youth Hockey days. You're paying to play right now.
Pay 10 at the door every time you come in.
This is a weird one because I felt like Marcus Johansson played well last year when healthy, when there. Yeah. But he basically says, nah, you know, give me league minimum and I'll play for $800,000 for a year.
Yeah.
And this is the first year that Minnesota is kind of out from underneath the big money of Ryan Suter and Zach Parise, but they have Kaprizov coming up. They have some big contracts still that they're going to have to look up. So that helps the Minnesota Wild. But yeah, playing for free. I love how you brought Week C in there. I was like, breaking news, breaking news. Marcus Johansson now playing for free in Minnesota after signing an $800,000 contract.
All right, we have a little bit more, obviously, to get to here on Sabres Live. It is Combine Week here in Buffalo. We're back after this.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Well, beyond Team USA winning World Para Ice Hockey Gold at Harbor Center on the weekend, I would say the best from being downtown, without question, was the Bandits' celebration of a seventh NLL title. And shout out to Chris Kluche. He, I believe, was the only Bandit player who was wearing a Sabre cap produced by New Era. It was one of the retro looks. It was very sharp. And a bigger shout out to PA announcer Chris Swenson, who, before introducing every player, now I might be paraphrasing this wrong. I don't think I am, but I caught a little bit of it live on Spectrum was airing it, and Swenny was announcing the players that weren't there before he got into the ones that were. And he mentions Dylan Robinson and basically said he's serving a game misconduct. Dylan had a couple of tough 5-minute majors down the stretch. I was like, oh, this is perfect. So anyway, great time had by all. Congrats again to the Bandits.
Congrats to the Bandits. I thought you were saying that Cloutier was the only one sober on that stage. So that was maybe the one significant thing.
Yeah, he just had a great
hat.
The Florida, you know, the kind of the teal and pink goat head logo. Yeah, it was great.
No, so. I think that's fantastic. Yeah, big celebration, a three-peat. And when the Matt Vince's kid, they asked him if his dad should come back to play one more year, he said yes. So I think we got our answer. I think that he's got the support, and going for four-peat with one of the best ever would be fantastic for the Bandits.
What do you got from the weekend?
Okay, so my best of the weekend, it's something that came out. So you know how the players do the lineup read before the game? And before game five, the Edmonton Oilers, Chris Knobloch, the coach, is talking to the team, and he says, okay, Connor Brown. But Connor Brown's not playing. Connor Brown's not dressing. He's hurt. He'll return in the finals, but he was hurt for that game. And out of the underneath the TV cabinet in the locker room comes Connor Brown. He was, and this is how you stick to the gag, folks. He was hiding in the cabinet, a small, tiny cabinet, like Joey and Friends, that got locked into his own TV cabinet. For 20 minutes, he went in there while the players were still out there for warm-ups. So when they came into the room, he was in their cabinet, very tiny, dark, and he came out with the game sheet and announced the starting lineup and then ran off. I think that's commitment to the gig and to the gag, and it was awesome.
Ties in with our earlier discussion for sure, and undoubtedly echoed by everyone who's ever played. Stanley Cup Final is worth the wait. See you tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.